stories at townhall.com.
What's on your bucket list? Adventure? Travel? Crazy fun? Connecting with nature? Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 end-of-year bucket list swipe to win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Plus, earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, December 29th, where you can win $5,000.
Two winners.
Or $599.
21 winners.
Let us help you check off your bucket list. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Oh. It is. It's hump day.
Welcome. It's your birthday.
That's right. You say it's your birthday, and it is. It's our birthday today
here KCNR.
We are 8 years old.
We didn't know. Did we make up our call letters?
Yeah. No. The call letters were already there.
Okay.
KCNR was already there.
All right.
So we
made a Free Fire Radio.
We made all that up.
And Bob Belongi.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Yeah, call letters typically, unless you request a specific set, are signed by the FCC from a pool of letters. Yeah.
So we bought our FCC license, which was dark. You know, it was kind of like a piece of paper on the wall. It's like buying a deed to a piece of land.
In fact, it's still here from like 1990.
Exactly. And we had people from, you know, all of our, the LaMalfa, the chief, our sheriff, we had senators and
everybody on that first week.
Nielsen, they're all,
yeah.
And they would call it and they'd go, hi. And Bob Belongi was laying on his back, if you can imagine this, with wires. Who is he? I'm sorry.
Jim Bremer. And computer Ron Smithrow. We were just talking about that yesterday. How they would be.
It takes a team, folks.
It does. One would tear something down, one would build it. And then they would come back and change it. And then they change it back. It was really quite interesting.
So thank you, Bob. Would you ever think? I mean, now, we did 8 years later in the morning doing the morning show.
Did you think about it?
I actually didn't give it much thought.
You know what? Unfortunately, neither did we. Otherwise, we might have done this differently. But here on the wall is this white board that you write things on, like the weather report. And up there on the very top, excuse me, is something that says, don't cut the red wire. We learned this. Do not cut the red wire. You go right off the air. The other is, don't press F12 without permission. And the last one, of course, is, Bob?
Play happy bumper music for Linda.
There you go.
My name's rubbed off for some reason. I don't know. You have to fix that.
And then now it's got the Shasta Lake level and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Which, by the way, is looking good.
It is.
Yes, how
Thank
exciting.
Thank you for supporting us out there.
Absolutely.
Reading, River City. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor. We want to announce that we are shutting down. No, I'm just kidding. there are probably some people would love that, especially after I finish today. 530-605-4567. Yeah, you will. 530-605-4567. And that's just 20 in the studio.
Oh, please.
Babe.
I feel like I'm having a deja vu here.
Is our
I'm
phone
not sure.
number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
It's like the rants get harder at the end, before the end of the year. The rants get harder.
The what?
Your rants.
My rants.
Get more intense, especially towards the end of the year.
Well, yeah, because next year I got to start off slow. You know, because you can't just start off at, you know, you can't start off at 1,000 miles an hour on January 2nd.
No. Every once in a while, Carl has to channel Levin or something, you know.
Well, you know what? Levin, frankly, I'm listening to him, of course, because he's on our station. I'm very loyal to our station, by the way. Mm-hmm. The only thing I will, other stations I'll listen to, okay? Are you ready for this? I'll listen to 1230 KLXR, because it's got Christmas music on it.
In the morning, we because of signal issues, we like to hear the BBC's perspective on news. But
I understand
the people who call into the NPR station with no clue about how government works.
Well, this is a democracy. Hillary should be president. And they won't get off that rant.
Right.
And they completely, because today's the day of the Electoral College.
Oh,
no,
that should be.
No, is
that,
no, 19th.
The 19th, okay. Well, it's coming up very quickly.
But they've got Soros is putting together a crew that's calling all the Republican electors to try to push them into not voting for Trump.
And
now,
then
the here's House. The ridiculous thing is, and we talked about this yesterday, is that if it does go, if for some reason they did that, then it goes into the House of Representatives. And the last time I looked, the Republicans far outnumbered the Democrats in the House of Representatives. So what are they going to do there? You know what? The whole thing is ridiculous, and it's part of like a child, a spoiled child. Yes, Democrats, not all of you, of course, but just the ones that are doing this. You're a bunch of spoiled children, just like the rest of us did when Obama got elected.
Yeah, the obstructionist, okay. And we're going nowhere fast.
We took a deep breath and went, I bought a Brighton bag for Linda, and then
I'm trying to turn it down, and
to make her feel better. And after she got the Brighton bag, she said, look, this is not going to change how I feel. I am still going to be out there and watching him and making sure he try to make sure he does the right thing. But Brighton bag does make me feel better.
Well, yes, and I was in there yesterday. It's really fantastic. Hey, a couple things here. Let's talk about the weather. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. We have a flood watch happening till 4 a.m. on Friday. Till 4 a.m. on Friday. Now, there was story that Bob Martin was talking about this morning on the air about a really just a horrible situation where some kids were over a bridge that floods out regularly. A creek fills up. They drown. So it's not something to fool around with. Be careful when you're driving. And there is an official flood watch until 4 a.m.
I think you could probably get sandbags someplace. I don't know, Bob, if you made any announcements about that, where it is. But
well, rising creeks can happen in a matter of 15
when
minutes.
When you finish with the with what the weather looks like, I want, you know, Bob, if you've been, do you have it right there in front of you about all the storms that are rolling through?
I can pull that up very quickly, but we do have a high wind warning as well. So when the ground gets saturated, trees are going to fall. So please be mindful.
Well, why don't you look up where the storms are coming through here, and Linda can just give the rest of the week.
100% chance of rain today with our highs of 57. Heavy rain and windy, as Bob said, tonight with our lows of 58, which is weird because we're talking about our highs of 57, our lows of 58. All right. Every now and then, some people and some things can be a digit off. Thursday, heavy rain again with our highs of 55, and Thursday night showers likely the most cloudy, mostly cloudy. So it's just raining a lot, you know, of course. And then Friday, it says mostly sunny with a high near 51 with about 7 to 9 miles per hour, the wind. And Friday night, partly cloudy as well. Sunny high of 51 on Saturday. So we're looking at rain, heavy rain up until about Friday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Bob.
Looking at the KCNR weather, if you're heading northbound on 5, you're going to encounter snow, of course, around the Mount Shasta area and up into the Siskiyous. If you're heading to the east, you're going to encounter snow on Highway 44. and as well as 299 up towards Fall River. And if you're heading west, forget about it because the highway is closed due to a slide.
299. I think they've got one. They've got one lane open now.
Yeah.
Or they're trying to get one lane open. Okay. A lot of things happening today. Of course, we're going to have the chief of police on. We have a lot of questions to ask the chief here. A lot of things to talk about. New Department of Energy. Who's heading up the Department of Energy? Some. Okay, the most significant typo maybe in Democrat history. And we're going to talk about that. Yeah.
Okay.
About that.
Also, go ahead.
Okay, I'm finished.
Okay, well, also, you know, Sunday is Dancing with the Stars, and I am going to...
At the Civic Auditorium. This is the touring company.
The ones that you've been watching, the cast, I'll look it up in a minute, but, you know, you've got the Russians... The gorgeous
Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
I'll go through the list in a little bit. But most of your favorite dancers that you've seen throughout all the seasons will be in Reading on Sunday night. Now, you know, the tickets are close to being sold out. I've got two here, and I'm going to give them away at 8:45. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the first three callers now. In our next break, I'll mention it again. Three callers now. I'm sorry, Bob. You weren't aware about this. We'll take the first three callers, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take each of the bowl of all the callers and a draw where you can go, and these are great seats. I got them from the Civic yesterday. They're on the floor. They're good seats. So I'm not even exactly sure what the price would be if you were to buy them, but I can look that up too. But anyway, so Dancing with the Stars, Sunday night. It's a 7:30 show. So
it was great last year, by the way.
From 5-year-olds to great grandparents were there. It was fantastic. So anyway, Sunday night, Dancing with the Stars tickets. Let's start our competition with
our
first three callers.
From our family
here, take a break
here. KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall. From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
I love this guy.
And it's your guy.
No place to
you
go.
Know, I got to just share with you.
Let it snow, let it snow, let
welcome
it
back
snow.
To KCNR 1460. Man, last night I was talking on the phone for almost 2 hours. Right, Carl?
Yeah.
And I missed, don't tell me who the finalist is of The Voice, because I was talking to one of my former Dean Martin Gold Digger friends who lives in Palm Desert, and we are going to have a reunion next year, and it will be celebrating Dean's 100th birthday.
And there are still people tuning in who do not know Linda's backstory. That well, you once shared stage and screen.
So funny. Mimi Mosley posted this thing and said, "This." She said she was a gold digger. And this lady, as her face went, oh, how could you say such a thing? She goes,
did
no, I mean,
gold digger,
I mean, no, really. She said, really? It was a group called the Dean Martin Gold Diggers. Anyway, you were talking about sandbags. Where do I report flooding or plug storm drains? Call the city of residence, please, at 224-6068.
She means the city of Reading.
City of Reading. What did I say?
Residence.
We do have city of residence.
City of Reading residence, please call. Okay. Sandbags. Where do I get sandbags? Sandbags can be purchased at Axner's Excavating, Lowe's, Home Depot, Vic Hannon, and or Vic Hannon Landscaping. Now, the City of Reading will only supply sand during the rainy season each year. City of Reading customers will need to provide their own sandbags. So that's what you got to go get your sandbag. Then you got to go get your sandbag filled up.
Well, then that means bring a shovel because you're going to need to fill your own sandbags. They're not going to do them for you. Sand, then you take them home and you put them around your house.
Right. Sand is available across from Big League Dreams. That's 20155 Viking Way and the vacant lot and at fire station number 4 on South Bonneview Road.
There you go. All right.
So areas that are prone to historic flooding need to be aware because we are going to get an awful lot of water this week.
We are, a lot. Alan Thick, 68 years old. Guy was from Growing Pains and been in a lot of other things. A lot of commercials, a lot of shows on TV. This is just remarkable watching Linda and Bob try to figure out how to untangle a set of headphones here.
Well,
you two
know.
Are just
somebody
really...
Somebody came in and fooled around with her
yeah,
stuff.
Somebody sure did. Yeah. Anyway, the...
no, I mean, prayers for Robin Thicke and his family.
He died. 68. He's playing hockey with his son. He was 20.
He had
by the way.
A lot of, not only was he in the movie Growing Pains, I mean, he wrote a lot of theme songs. A lot of people don't know his vast musical background. And he was.
Didn't he have a son that sings or something?
69, yes. His son is a big pop star, and his wife is Gloria Loring. She was
shrug
a
of shoulders,
famous,
roll of heads, roll of eyes.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
All right, enough there. But okay. sad to lose somebody at such a young age.
Trump is under pressure from veterans organizations, including
uh-oh.
The VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, the AMVETS, many Paralyzed Veterans of America, and several others. Why? To keep Roger McDonald, who is the head of the VA, on. They trust him and say that he's trying, he's starting to make some inroads into what's going on, and they would like to see him stay as the head of the VA. Of course, Trump said at one point, the VA is probably the worst-run bureaucracy in the government and needs to be cleaned, or some people should go to jail over this. And frankly, he's right. It is probably one of the worst runs. Now, is it McDonald's fault? I mean, he came in and took over 2 years ago. What's happened since then? There seem to be some things that are good, but there's still... trying to give bonuses in the VA. Can you believe that? A letter finally came out and said there'll be no bonuses in the VA this year. You know, when you look at their bad records, and they were still going to give out, you know, several million dollars in bonuses. What could they be thinking of? Like right here in town right now, we've got a little, from what I understand, we've got a shortage of doctors. And some other doctors are leaving. So we're going to have the head of the VA clinic here on here, hopefully before the year's out, to talk about what it's going to look like next year. But now, has McDonald made inroads? Is he somebody? If those organizations trust him, maybe it's somebody to take a look at for staying. If they believe, and they've all got a dog in this fight about keeping him. The other thing that they're concerned about is Trump may want to privatize the VA in the sense of, if you're a veteran and you want to go see a doctor, that you be given a voucher to be able to go see a doctor out in town that pays for it. Now, what do I think about that? I think that's a good job. I think that's a good idea, because right now, you know, you've got this. They've got things in place that says if you can't get to see your doctor in 30 days or less, then you are going to you can go under a different program to another doctor, and that's fine if it works. It doesn't work for everybody. You've got to really get in there and fight it. But should the veterans be able to, and that are not being treated by the VA, or that come under things where they've had injuries, they're being treated by the VA, but maybe it doesn't work for in town or doesn't these other places. So I think you should look at everything. I think that everything should be on the table to try and, one, get this budget under control. Social Security is going to time itself out in about 15 years. What can be done about that to save that, so that people in there now that are 40s and my kids' age that are younger, that they're going to have Social Security when they get that age, or Medicare when they get to that age, because of the funding problem. Somebody's got to take a look at this. Anyway, Governor Rick Perry, Trump has announced, is going to head his Department of Energy. Now, Rick Perry, Department of Energy. The fact he came from one of the largest oil-producing areas in the country, that he's a businessman, that he knows energy, what needs to be done to bring energy to our company, to our country, I think is an outstanding. I think it could be a really good choice. I don't know if it's outstanding yet, but I think it can be a good choice. They've also a congressman from Montana, maybe Wyoming. We got to look this one up. Who's now, Bob? Who's the new Department of Interior? He's a former
Montana,
SEAL. He's a 20-year Navy veteran, was a SEAL. And this is a tough guy. And he's a hunter. He's a fisherman. He has shown up for meetings before in his flip-flops, you know, when he was out campaigning.
Really?
Yeah. So, and he has gone against the Republicans a couple of times when it comes to things. He's not really big on giving the land back to the states.
Ryan Zinke.
But this guy looks like
Montana congressman.
Yeah, he looks like he could be the real deal here.
Yeah.
Department of Interior, you know, and he believes in keeping, you know, lands open and all that.
Yeah, finding that balance between preserving the land and still allowing public access to land.
Right, and that he's for that, but he's also, you know, he's also for the fact of preserving our land. He's voted against Republican things like to sell, you know, acreage back to states and all that. So he believes in that. And, you know, the other thing, too, I like about him, he's kind of like a stand-up guy, and he really doesn't take a lot of crap. What else? I'm going to get to this one after we do a break here, because this one's going to take a long time. This one's going to be all of us discussing what the Board of Supervisors did last night, or did Tuesday. Yeah.
I did find the choice of Rick Perry to be highly fascinating.
Why fascinating?
Because it got pretty ugly during the primary, but that's the interesting thing about this administration is that, and not unexpected, is that it was just vicious during the primary, and then now it's okay, now we've made the deal, now let's carry it out. And that, of course, is Trump's strength, is the art of the deal.
The art of the deal, and here's what he wants, and there's still... they're still talking about the Secretary of State that's going to have to go through confirmation, saying, oh, you know what? He's friends with the Russians. Okay. And here's what I think about that. If he's friends in the sense that he can call him up and he can talk to him, that's fine. But nobody says that you have to, that your whole strategy from the State Department and from this country is going to be changed because somebody's a friend of yours in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I just don't believe it'll do that. These are people that know the area, know that system, and the thing is the Russians who are not the Russian government are not really good people. They you know, they would love to go back to communism and take everything over again. They would love to do that. Putin would love to do that. I mean, he's established himself almost as a dictator right now. You know, going from one job to another, where he keeps all the power. Yeah. So
Reagan called it trust but verify. Keep them honest,
but let's see how we can move forward to end this terrorist threat. That's the big thing, and how to help people. There's still millions of people that are been forced from their countries. There's hundreds of thousands that are dead, probably millions that are dead also. Anyway, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. We have
sending packages to family. Package.
We have a whole box of stuff they sent us, and that kind of got us started. So we, you know, looked at it, and then they said that now under this new program they've got here, that you can send a box of steaks. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, kielbasa sausages, chicken breast, meatballs, and more, a lot more. This is over $217 value for $49.99. That's right. How do you do that? You go to omahasteaks.com. You go to the search bar right there in the front page. You type CL. That's right, CL, Carl, Linda, CL on the search bar and just hit search. It'll take you to this page, and you order the family gift pack. Put it in your cart, and you get a 77% savings. It doesn't get any better than this. Yes, I did. I ordered for my sister. Hope she's not listening. I ordered for my sister and sent it to them. They're going to have it here in a week. So guess what? Before Christmas, they're going to get this. And since, you know, all the kids have left the nest there, and they're going to have this, and they'll be able to enjoy this into the new year. It's a great present. You give it to yourself. How do you do it? OmahaSteaks.com. Put CL in the search search bar.
And I have tested this.
And
it works.
I've tested it, too. That's the way I ordered. And enter and add the family gift pack. Then give them the addresses. You can put something on there like, Merry Christmas and all those kind of things. Anyway, do that. 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. When we come back, we're going to talk about how a typo had a significant impact on the election this year.
And you can still call in 605-45-67 for those tickets for Dancing with the Stars. We're going to take two more callers.
Chance to win those tickets.
There's a chance to win. All right, we'll be right back.
And he spent the whole year working out in his sled. It's the losing. It's the losing.
I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I needed clothes and you clothed me.
I was a stranger and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and iSeries bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Radio on KCNR 1460.
Oh my God, these guys.
Carl and Linda Bott.
Pentatonics.
They've done a bunch of really nice Christmas covers, and this is this year's offering off their latest album. Awesome stuff.
Wow.
25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here, 605-4567. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good day. It's a little bit of a wet day.
Yeah, currently 45 degrees, and there are, again, we're going to say this if you're just tuning in, there are warnings right now for flooding up until 4 a.m. on Friday. We are going to have a tremendous amount of rain in these next few days, and we told you about where to get sandbags. To follow these directions, you have to buy the sandbag, like, I mean the canvas bag, and then where you can get the sandbag is Axner's Excavating, Lowe's, Home Depot, or Vic Hannon Landscaping. Then you head on over to the City of Reading will provide you the sand, which is available at Big League Dreams. And or fire station number 4, which is on South Bonneview Road. So then you have to fill up your bag. So, you know, you may have some areas, but there's flooding, and it's a horrible thing if you've ever been flooded.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has built her business now for 10 years, had her 10th anniversary here just a couple months ago. Business of the year, Businesswoman of the Year. This is the place to go if you have you need in-home health care. Whether it's a short period of time from an injury or a brief illness or full-time in-home care, Sharon Clark is the way to go here, and Home Helpers. Every one of the people she hires is personally interviewed by Sharon and hired by Sharon, trained by Sharon's staff, and then they have an extensive background check, so you don't have to worry about that. They're bonded and insured. Everything you could possibly want, including people that really care about the people they help. It's almost like they're family. Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. Give them a call at 226-8350. A typo. Okay. There was, as you know, Bob, and you're into this, there was a email sent to John Podesta, all right, that said, your password has been compromised. You have to put a new one in. And Podesta not being sure what that meant, because everybody knows that's a phishing thing, and you know that they just want you to give them your password. So they went out to one of the staffers who went to their communications guy, their IT guys, and he sends them back an email. This is a legitimate email. So Podesta does it. Well, that just opened it up for all of his emails, and then for like all of his emails that impacted, right, on this election that were then hacked and then sent to WikiLeaks. When they go back, the guy that did it said, who knew it wasn't a legitimate one, had meant to type illegitimate. And that was the typo. There was a typo that opened up Podesta's emails, which then just they used them to beat the Democrats about the head and shoulders.
Yeah. And this is the famous Russian hack, right?
You know what? And what they're saying is this thing is so simple. Why would you even think it's Russian? Because you've got kids at home that can do this. So anyway, but I'm not getting into that part, whether it's Russian or Chinese or who it was or some kid that sleeps in the basement of his family's home. But just think about that. Illegitimate vices legitimate, and so he opened his email server to the world.
This is why the military likes affirmative and negative.
Oh yeah, I mean I would have put this is bad. You know, I mean, just, this is bad. I mean, even if you misspell it, this is Bud. What do you mean? What's Bud mean?
Yeah.
That's bad. Anyway, so I thought that was interesting that they, you know, this happened. And the guy admits it. He says, I blew it.
Yeah.
You know, he says, it was a typo. Ha, 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 ha. Are you ready?
Well, I'm ready for, okay. You know, to share a headline with you that Russian hackers, according to, I'm in Sky News. Russian hackers probably swayed the Brexit vote.
Oh, they did that too?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Of course they did.
Well, you see, we've run out of time to blame everything on George W. Bush.
Right.
So now
we have
to blame the Russians.
Right. Sydney, here we are, freezing temperatures. This is interesting with global. Sydney swelters through hottest December night. And you're looking at these people as like in the pool. They're in.
Well, you know, this is their summer down there, like our winter up here. In fact, I ran into a young man that lives in Australia. In fact, he's already gone back home now. Works for one of our local politicians. And, he's looking forward to going back doing some surfing and all that kind of stuff. You know? Of course, I don't know if you want to surf and
dodge the sharks.
Yeah, I was going to say dodge sharks down there. All right. I have something I want to talk about.
Okay, let's hear it.
Board of Supervisors. First of all, Pam Giacomini and Bill Chappelle has kind of said goodbye to everybody because, as you know, they lost the reelection bids. And Mary Rickert and Steve Morgan are coming in. And then the board took umbrage at something Record Searchlight said about people not getting enough help, so they talked about that. They handed a check to the sheriff's office for $17,155 from We Back the Blue. This is to buy equipment for the sheriff.
Wow.
And that was, I think, that fundraiser they did.
Awesome.
And they did it through the police union. But I think that – I'm not sure if that's the one that that Don and Heather got involved in.
I think it is.
When they did, you know –
they were looking to try to get the vests. Right,
trying
to
buy the vest. They wanted $5,000, and they ended up getting $17,155.
Fantastic.
What a great, great, great effort by our city. And so – but here's the thing. Are you ready out there? Do you have your hands on the phone? Because this is what I'd like to hear from you. They also approved the purchase of a new boat and trailer for the sheriff's water division for $79,998. But they bought it from an Oregon firm.
Because all the boats are made up around that part.
They bought it from an Oregon firm instead of a firm here in Redding. You can't tell me that a firm here in Redding can't go up to Oregon, buy the boat, and then sell it.
Well, these boats,
it's probably a Bolton.
It's probably a Bolton, and they're custom manufactured to spec.
So what? Well, first of all, why do we need an $80,000 boat anyway?
Because if you're in the water and they're looking for you, you would like the boat to have the latest in equipment, such as radar, which is about $7,000 or $8,000, a flare unit, which is about $10,000.
So you can't get one of those boats bought by one of our local boat companies and sold here.
If you wanted to pay $120,000 for the same boat.
You're saying things that you're just throwing these numbers out. You don't know.
I would estimate.
I know that it's $79,998, $80,000 that went up to an Oregon company. I thought they just did it to avoid the sales tax.
No.
Well, yeah.
Because Bolton manufactures these boats for law enforcement.
How do you know it's a Bolton?
Because they are the number one manufacturer.
How do you know they bought a Bolton? You don't.
I do not absolutely. I would put it at extremely high odds.
And well, listen, I love this. I love this back and forth. That? Let's just give a little information here for those listening. That Bob is with Search and Rescue and with
the Coast Guard.
And the Coast Guard.
And he's probably right.
No,
I'm not saying
so
he's
it's
not
great.
Right.
So but you
here
know what?
I am. Here's I am. I'm a taxpayer. I see $80,000
right now.
I know. That's why I need him to do that. There's $80,000 that the border supervisor spends on a boat for the search and rescue or for the sheriff's patrol. Because I've seen the sheriff's boats out there on the rivers and all this before. They weren't $80,000 boats, and it looks like they could have been bought anywhere. What I'm saying is was there nothing in the state up in Northern California that could have done this job?
There is no Bolton dealer. North River is about the only other company. Jet crafts are not law. These are specially specced for law enforcement applications.
Okay, so
I have a little insider information on this one. I do not know the specifics of this one, but generally, back during the collapse of 08, eight different aluminum boat manufacturing companies went belly up, so to speak. Went turtle, and the up around Medford, where they manufactured North River and Jetcraft and Alumaweld and a few others, Bolton stayed in business by specializing in law enforcement specified boats.
Okay. So now, Ken, does that make you feel a little bit better that, you know, if you're going to have something on the – okay, let's talk about if it was a helicopter.
You can't do business in California.
Well, you can do business in California.
Well, that's not true. That's absolutely not true.
They just
it's
went
like
directly
the
to
city
the
city of the city of Redding bought all their cars from Sacramento. Why? Why would they buy them from Sacramento? Why would they go down and get their furniture for REU at that new building they bought? Why would they get that from Sacramento? I'll tell you why. Because it's not their money. They don't care. They don't care where that comes from. Oh, well, we should get this deal. Well, to me, it seems like that we don't have people that can put a radar and a forward-looking infrared radar on a boat. We don't have anybody
it's
around
more,
here
it's
that
more
can do that.
I got it
that.
Seriously. Marine
no,
electronics
sure.
is
not
a
sure
pretty specialized.
Right. Okay, I may not be right about that, but we've got to take a break.
Okay. Hey,
but it
before,
still bothers me if they spend $80,000 someplace else.
Okay.
Look, we know people that have Harrison. Okay, there's Harrison boats.
Harrison Marina.
Harrison Marina. So, you know, could they have gone to Bob and said, hey, we need a search and rescue boat. Can you get us from one?
What kind of deal can you get?
What kind of deal? And this is our budget. Could they have done that? Did they do that?
It is in the realm of possibility.
You don't know that because I don't know that.
You know.
I don't know that. I don't know that because.
But he's got inside.
And how could you know that?
Anyway, we're going to take two more callers to be in the running because at 8:45 I'm going to be picking out a name. We're going to tear up the little like names and numbers, put them in a bowl. And two tickets.
You've got
you will
chance.
Receive two tickets to go to see Dancing with the Stars this Sunday night at the Civic. These are on the floor seats. They are fabulous. It's a great show. You wouldn't want to miss it. If you had the chance, give us a call now to get these tickets at 8:45. In your name, you want to be in the running. Give us a call, 605-4567.
This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite Dish Network Veterans Challenge. It's help give a gift of a free satellite service to an active duty military family this winter. For every 10 new services that B&T Satellite receives, they're going to be setting up service for an active military family, active duty military family, and our community. So think about it. So you sign up 100 people for B&T during this time period. 10 active duty soldiers, Marines, sailors, airmen, or Coast Guardies will get free service for a year. Not only that, but anybody who signs up during this winter campaign will also get $100. Think about that. Specials include amazing packages starting at $39.99 monthly. Don't call the 800 number. Call local. 241-3474. I think that even comes out to Dish. 241-3474. Or stop by their office. Go see Doug Tooley, a veteran himself. We'll be right back after these messages.
I was sitting at my desk when Santa walked in. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Can I trouble you for an estimate? I was on my way to my job at the mall when I got into a fender bender. As I was writing the estimate, a mother and her 5-year-old daughter came in and started to chat with Santa. There was a lot of laughter going on. When I finished the estimate, I said, "Okay, Santa, here's what you need to fix your car." Suddenly the little girl burst out. You're not the real Santa. Santa doesn't drive a car. He flies a sleigh. Santa looked at her and said, little one, my sleigh's at the airport, and I need a car to get there. She threw her arms around Santa's leg and hugged him tightly. I knew you were real, she said. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
National News with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's about, 10 minutes till the hour of 8 o'clock.
You love this.
I don't know which one this is.
Bob's playing.
Oh, this song is called by Y. Cooter.
Big Bad Stud.
That's because I can dream about you misfire for some reason. When you rely on internet access for some of your music.
It's from Streets of Fire. Anyway, welcome back to KCNR 1460. We are celebrating being on the air 8 years today.
Today's our birthday.
Today we started, actually, you know, there's really not kind of that much in the studio. Of course, we have some new, some different electronic pieces. But we, you know, Bob, when we put some padding on the walls, you know.
We've done a lot of things. We've rebuilt all of our boards. We've gotten brand new computers. We have continued to grow and progress.
We still have the American flag hanging behind us that Rob Burrows gave to us.
Rob Burrows will be there.
Signed by all the guys in his unit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That when he was in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
So that's hanging behind
us. It was really Iraq. But
Iraq. Okay.
I had to, you know, because he and I were in Iraq together.
Yes.
At the same place.
Yes. Well,
the origin of the flag, did you realize, of course, that was given to me, and then when I gave it to you.
Oh, you gave it to us.
Oh, I'm sorry,
okay.
Bob.
Rob Burrows gave it to you.
Oh,
yes.
And you
let us.
Yes. Oh.
And
when
you look at the inscription.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess
that was where I used to work.
Oh. And when you leave, you may take the flag with you.
I believe that I will.
I think you should, because I've got another one hanging here that's flown over.
Oh, it's the other station across town.
Yeah. Well, where I worked at the time when Rob was there in Fallujah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Jarhead says he wants to enter the Dancing with the Stars. And he's talking about this one right here that's going to be this Sunday.
Oh.
But I'm going to put his name in for the Dancing with the Stars North County style. And have them give you a call so you can dance on the stage and raise money. I think that's a great idea because I know Jarhead can dance and he'll be out in front of everybody. I think he'll have just a great time.
Well, we're going to be I'm going to be announcing the winner at 8:45. So we're taking a few more callers that are going to be in the drawing. But, no, I mean, last year when we saw it, it was just so entertaining, so fun. People smiling from ear to ear. Wasn't it just, it was so cool to see, watch the people, watch the stuff. You know, that's half the fun of it.
This one woman danced so fast and so hard that it looked like a, it looked like an anaerobic workout that, you know, just watching her, people were starting to sweat just watching her dance so hard. Anyway, it was a great time. So if you still want, if you'd like to try and win a chance, because we're going to do a drawing at 8:45, just give us a call right now. In fact, at 605-4567. And you have a chance to win two tickets, two really good tickets. I think they're really like almost close to us, next to us. Which could be bad if you want to have your name now taken off the drawing, and get a chance to come and join us at the Civic Auditorium this Sunday. Hey, a lot of other things going on. We're gonna have the Chief of Police will be here with us here, and at 8 o'clock. So I want to talk to him about, you know, a number of these things that are happening this week. We're gonna have also Rocky Slaughter is going to be here with us Friday to talk about, you know, kind of led the charge on Measure D, pushing it out, getting the word out there about Measure D and the publicity for it and all this. And he's done a study since then, and a portion of it was alluded to in Record Searchlight, even though they misquoted him several times, and what he had found out. So he's going to be on here Friday after he's gone through all these different studies about cities that did try to raise money by, you know, for taxes, and how they did the same thing we did, and how come in 57 of the cases it worked, and in two cases it didn't, and where the problem was, and what he thought, and what he thinks about it. So it'll be interesting to take a good look at the crunching of statistics about Measure D and why it failed so miserably, and why some people in positions of power still are hanging on to the idea that, oh no, let's just leave things the way they are in status quo, and things will change. What's the Bob? What's the definition of doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a change?
According to Albert, none other than Albert Einstein, who was a pretty savvy guy, that is the definition of insanity.
That's right. You keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Guess what? Doesn't change.
Expect
you expect it to change.
Result,
no, it's going to be a different. It's going to be a different result. No, guess what? It doesn't change. And we have people still in power that believes that. That don't believe the fact that you've got to start doing things to reach out to the electorate. Like one of the things would be probably moving the comment section from the end of the meeting to the front of the meeting. From the end of the meeting to the front of the meeting. How about that? How about having a town hall for the city council? Think about this. Why doesn't the city council, they said, well, town hall is our city council meetings on Tuesdays. No, it's not. Town hall is where you sit on a stage and you have a moderator that can control the crowd like me, and you answer questions from the people or listen to what the people say. It doesn't, and it'd be like dialogue back and forth. Why don't we try this? Why don't we do this? What's wrong with this idea? And capture the ideas that are coming out of this. And if, you know, the complaints, you kind of push them aside. Say, hey, wait a minute, you want to complain? That's fine. We're here to listen and to come up with new ideas that can help us move forward. What can we do to serve our constituents instead of just relying on the city staff? Now, I'm not saying the city staff aren't good people. They are. They really are. Very helpful. But I think a lot of times when you're out of that bureaucracy, you get a lot of new ideas, new thrust, and new ways of doing things. There's so many people out here with great ideas. You remember the girl that brought up all those 10 things that we need to do to change, to get, you know, to change things, Bob? Angie, what was her, Angie Carter or something like that? Yeah. Angie had these great ideas, and she was pummeled by the public because she said something about the library. But the other things, you know, they've started trying to institute some of those. Yeah. So here we are with a study that we spent $198,000 on that we didn't follow. And then we came up, and this was just a way to raise taxes – And so they throw it out there. They have all these people, quote, behind it. Oh, this thing should just win. Look, city, look who's behind it. The Board of Supervisors, the Board of Supervisors, the, of course, the City Council, but the Chamber of Commerce, the Crime Watch, all these people out there. They had no idea how upset the people.
One of our chatters points out you probably couldn't do a full town hall because of Brown Act and agenda type things. You could only have them maybe one or two at a time. You couldn't have the whole council in one place.
I think you can get three, can't you? Can you get three?
Three is a majority.
Okay. So, well, the thing is, that's if you're making a decision, right?
I think that they are not allowed to discuss any issue that could come up in city council, in city business, in groups of more than two in public. That is not an agendized meeting.
Okay, well,
that's
then,
the essence
then
of
have
the Brown Act.
Have the mayor and the vice mayor. Yeah. And have everybody else, can the rest of them be in the audience?
You would have to
I don't know. But to me, this is a way of building confidence in our city council, reaching out like that, and not the same thing over and over again. We asked Francie, would you think about moving it back up to the front? No. It works very well there. Oh, okay. Nothing against Francie, because this is what Francie believes. It works very well there. We don't have it up front. We don't need it up front. I think maybe we need to think about that. And that's just one of the things that can be done. We'll be right back after these messages with Chief Rob Pelletti, finding out what's going on. Well, he'll be here. We'll
KCNR be right back. 1460.
News from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It is considered a near certainty that the Federal Reserve will raise its benchmark interest rate today as policymakers wrap up their final meeting of the year. Economist Diane Swonk says this is not entirely unexpected.
We've already seen rates go up, so it means very little because the market has anticipated this and actually overshot. So mortgage rates are actually up quite a bit already, and the move on rates is going to be very small.
A quarter percentage point hike is what is expected to be announced later today. Americans increased their retail spending just slightly in November. A closer look at the numbers from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says retail sales increased just 0.1% last month. Consumers bumped up their purchases at restaurants and furnishers, but trimmed spending at auto dealers and department stores. That limited the overall advance in retail sales. Over the past 11 months, retail sales have risen 3.1% compared to the same period in 2015.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting another big announcement from the Trump campaign incoming transition team. I should say the president-elect has announced his selection of former campaign rival Rick Perry to be the country's next Secretary of Energy, citing his accomplishments in Texas with the economy and taking advantage of the state's energy resources. Arctic cold has again brought frigid temperatures to the upper Midwest, and the cold is expected to spread east later in the week. Police say a 12-year-old upstate New York boy has died after he and a friend were rescued from a large snowbank in Washington County. Greenwich Police Chief George Bell.
I watched probably a dozen and a half men, firemen, forest rangers, New York State Police, my guys.
Tried to save the boy's life, he says, but said on WNYT-TV they just couldn't do it. It's not clear whether a snowplow buried the boys or if their snow fort collapsed on its own. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
God on biracial marriage. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Why chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. Word changing in 666. Hours of text and streaming audio.
Correspondent Monica Szkowska is reporting that, according to Poland, the U.S. is now ready to move forward with a planned troop deployment in Poland and the Baltic regions.
Poland's Defense Minister Antoni Macierewicz said that the U.S. has decided to accelerate the deployment of its deterrence brigade to Western Poland. The troops will start arriving in Europe on January 6th.
A ceasefire deal between the rebels and the Syrian government has effectively collapsed. It had been intended to allow the evacuation of rebels and civilians from eastern Aleppo, which is almost entirely now in the hands of Syrian government forces. There were reports yesterday of some atrocities by pro-government militias as they moved into civilian areas. The government and the rebels now are blaming one another for the failure of the ceasefire. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Beijing has warned the incoming Trump administration that any attempt to change the One China policy could impact on peace in the Taiwan Strait.
It's been 20 years since the last significant military confrontation between the United States and China over Taiwan. Now China has warned that the peace and stability that has ensued since is under threat. A spokesman for the government's Taiwan Affairs Office said the One China policy was the cornerstone of continued stability. They said any interference with it would have a serious effect.
That is correspondent Robin Brandt reporting from Beijing. Cuisinart is voluntarily recalling about 8 million food processors after dozens of consumers reported finding pieces of broken blades in their food. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says there have been 30 reports of mouth lacerations or tooth injuries as a result of those broken blades. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet Sunday, December 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu include chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab. With an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27. Wind River Club card. Children $10 and children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is Wednesday, the 14th of December.
Our birthday.
7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, it is. We are celebrating our 8th birthday right here.
Being on the air. I tell people, do you realize that we've been on the air for 8 years? 8 years.
8 years.
We've been doing Free Fire Radio. It's been a wonderful ride.
We really appreciate all of our listeners and all of our sponsors and everybody, and that we love this town. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Now, we had Rob Pelletti.
I'll
give you the weather in a second. We had Rob Pelletti scheduled. Our chief. He may still be walking, but we know that when we have our first responders, they could have gotten a call just right now, you know, right when they're supposed to be coming in. And so we understand, even though people are scheduled, like when we have sheriff and we have chief, that things happen. So we'll see. And meanwhile, we have a lot to talk about. But right now, let's talk about, we'll give you a little update on the weather. Currently 45 degrees. Highs today are 57. We've talked about this in the last hour, but there is a flood watch now until 4 o'clock a.m. on Friday. Heavy rain and wind today and tomorrow, with the winds really picking up tomorrow. Our lows tomorrow night will be 37. The lows tonight are 58. You can see quite a change there in the degrees of the weather at the end of the night. And then, of course, Friday, it looks like the forecast calls for mostly sunny with a high near 51. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. They do give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We love these guys. They're great for us. And one more announcement about sandbags because of the flood warning. If you're worried about maybe a creek this close to you, and I know I've been through a flood. That little tiny trickle of a creek behind my house turned into a raging river and went right to my home. So that was in Sacramento back in the 90s, and I was fortunate enough to be able to get a friend of mine had a moving company come out and get my stuff up. But I remember running through because I have antiques and, you know, collectibles, whatever. You know, we all have stuff like that that we love. Every bowl in the house I could figure out. But I had was lucky enough to have a group of friends that helped just move my stuff into a moving van. And so it really can happen. So if you're looking, what do? I need to get sandbags. If you're even considering it, you can pick up you got it. First of all, you have to get your burlap bag. So you have to do two steps here. You go to Axner's Excavating, Lowe's, Home Depot, or Vic Cannon Landscaping, and that's where you get your sandbag. Then you take it over, and you go, and the city of Reading will be supplying you sand. You may need 5 bags. You may need 10 bags, but it's good to have these. City of Reading customers will need to provide their own sandbag. Sand is available across from the Big League Dreams. That's a Viking Way. On the vacant lot and the fire station number 4 in South Bonneville Road. What are you laughing at?
You're the only one I know. I swear, and I love you. You're the only one I can know can take a 30-second announcement about sandbags and be going on it for 4 minutes, and somehow we've gotten into running through the house, picking up those antiques and those things that mean things to you, and getting, oh, my friend's got a trucking company. I mean, it's...
Well, you know, the thing is, I wish I had more sandbags, and I did have sandbags at that time, but it's still... encroached my house. I had sandbags around doors, but when it happens with flood, I mean, if
the water gets high.
The water, well, not only that, went through the house, it seeps out from underneath the house.
I know, it comes up through. I looked like artesian springs in my house.
Exactly.
When I got hit with the flood.
I'm telling you. So now, also on that note, with a breath, taking calls again, 605-4567. Two callers will get through for your chance to win tickets to Dancing with the Stars. I've got two tickets. I'm giving those two tickets away.
These are really good tickets, too.
At 8:45. So if you want your name in there, the show is Sunday night, and these are floors. These are great seats. They released them to me yesterday. I picked them up. They're on the floor. So give us a call, 605-4567, and you know in a half hour from now, I'll be calling to give those away.
All right. Hey, IBM. All the tech giants, Bob, did you see that, are heading to Trump Tower today.
Okay, let's
see. Because the leaders of the tech sector did their best to get Hillary in, and now they're having to mend a few fences.
Here's who's coming. Apple's Tim Cook, Tesla's Elon Musk, Alphabet's Larry Page, and Amazon's Jeff Bezos, to name a few. Trump remarks on tech, his opposition to net neutrality and hard stance on immigration have alarmed tech executives, but they also see a new opportunity to push a tech-friendly agenda.
I think so. I think that he'll be open to advances in tech. Now, here's what IBM is doing. They said they will hire 25,000 people in the United States over the next 4 years. They said this ahead of the meeting between President-elect Donald Trump and tech industry leaders. So they made this announcement yesterday. About 6,000 of these appointments will be made in 2017, IBM CEO Ginni Rometty wrote in an opinion article published in the USA Today. IBM in recent years has been restructured, will invest $1 billion on employee training and development in the next 4 years. Think about that. They're hiring because the nature of work is evolving, and there's also why so many of these jobs remain hard to fill, knowing that many industries were being reshaped by the data science and cloud computing. You know, and it's true. Jobs are being created to have new skills. That's what we've been talking about. This is why this school, CloudWise Academy, again, they're not advertising, but CloudWise Academy is training people for the future with these skills. How to do websites, how to build and work in tech, how to code, how to do all of these things. And this is, and that's at a small level right here in Reading. Think about what's needed out there. 25,000 jobs in IBM. And you can't tell me that's not a pretty, probably got a pretty good pay that goes along with it. These are not about white, this is not about white collar or blue collar jobs, but about the new collar jobs that employees in many industries demand, which which remain largely unfilled. If you took a look at this advanced manufacturing, and you can look at, okay, look at what's going on at Sierra Pacific, right here in town. They've got a sawmill there, a big sawmill, lumber mill. Lots, and I don't know how many board feet go through here, but remember we went through. We were looking at when the logs were coming through to be sized and initially trimmed. There was one man doing this job with a computer. Now, he was a man of great experience in cutting wood, and the computer was set up to do the cutting. But he was there to be able to adjust the cut because he looked at things on when the logs were coming down. It's okay, we're going to have to adjust this, we're going to have to adjust that. And he would just do that on the computer. When I see these other advanced manufacturing jobs, these guys that used to work in lumber companies or building car engines or something like this with their hands, now they're working with computers. It's this new training. This is this new outlook on jobs. It's not blue collar. It's not white collar. It's collar, and it's a job, and it's a good job. But people have to be trained in that. Go back to that 60 Minutes piece that we saw a couple weeks ago with Joe Max Higgins and what he's done down in Mississippi to bring in all this business, to bring in all this business, which, by the way, the city council's seen this. I just wonder if they're trying to get him up here for just to have him come on and talk. We're trying to. And then to be able to train our people at Simpson, Shasta, someplace to get this new workforce. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over there at Four Winds Jewelry.
I was in there yesterday. Oh, my gosh. They've expanded their inventory. Lots and lots of jewelry in there. And lots of wonderful Indian jewelry. It's pretty
Native
fabulous.
American. You mean like the turquoise and the silver and all that?
Yes. I mean, I guess I just call it, you know.
Old pawn and stuff like that.
Yes, exactly. They're located at Hilltop Drive. 2225 Hilltop Drive, and it's worth going in and taking a minute and just checking out some good prices. And you know what? By the way, it's their anniversary sale. Everything's 20% off. So we like to hear that they have their anniversary sale, just like we do.
20%
off. 20% off everything in the store. So good time to shop. And of course, Christmas is coming up. So check it out for Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
I was a stranger and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
KCNR, 1460 a.m., the most local programming in Northern California.
Santa Claus!
Ho, 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 ho!
Yeah, baby!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Wednesday, December the 14th. It's 45 degrees going up to 57 today. Lots and lots of rain. Rain through the rest of the week into through Friday. The rest of the work weekend is going to start clearing off. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty is in class right now. We'll be here tomorrow. So there was a little glitch on the calendar there. So he will be here tomorrow. So the rest of this is open line. So here's your chance, Reading, to come in and tell us what you are thinking of, thinking that could be changed or should be kept the same. Or what are you looking at for Christmas this year? Is Christmas going to be big for you this year?
We're scaling back.
Yeah. You know, I'm just wondering, because are you scaling back?
Yeah. But both due to scheduling, budget, and family stuff. And we're getting ready to – we're gearing up, actually. Brenda and I, of course, are gearing up to go down 1st of January to New Year's Day, where we're going to be on the road, of course, on our way to Las Vegas. And it's not a vacation to gamble. It's to – well, we're gambling with our lives. We're going to Consumer Electronics Show.
Which is like me going to, like, you know, the Diamond Outlet.
Yeah. Well, it is for Boomer Tech. We make this trek about every four years, and it's time to go again. So we'll be calling in live and letting you know what the
fantastic
latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos are from
so
CES.
Great.
Yeah,
so great.
We loved that last time when you did that because there's so many things going on.
Oh, and there's big stuff. There's artificial intelligence, robotics, home entertainment changes. Big stuff.
The amount of change that you're going to see. Now, we're going to be changing a lot of things around here on starting at the beginning of the year. So I hope there's going to be some cool surprises for you and things that will work out all really good that people will just love. Starting from the time we get here to the end of the show, we try to do that. We have a friend that for a Christmas present to the guys – knitted scarves.
Oh, this is so
meaningful. And gave them
all
to one safe place.
Handicrafts are making a comeback and doing things for.
She knitted scarves and gave them all to one safe place.
And gave you a strand of the yarn.
Oh, yeah.
And it said, Merry Christmas, love you. Here, and it was a strand of the color of the scarf. So you knew that was the particular, of course, yarn. And each one of the guys, and that's our dinner club, each one of the guys got a card. And we thought that was so meaningful and then gave it to?
They gave it to the One Safe Place.
Yeah.
Not One Safe Place, but Good News Rescue Mission.
Right.
For the people to wear. So I've been hanging around there just kind of watching to see who has my scarf.
Yeah, I told the relatives this year, we got enough stuff in our house.
We've given donations to the Salvation Army. We've given donations in the name of all the nephews and nieces before. And they, the first year they were kind of like,
Yeah.
The second year they were into it though. They go, they
Yeah, but when you're 23 and 24, you know, you pull up your big panties and just realize that it's, there's families out there that, you know, adopt a family there. That's going on right now.
That's why, Linda, that I want you to know that I've been knitting really hard here this year.
You know what? We have so much throughout the year that we do, and it's just, we have a meaningful life. And so something under the tree is nice. But, you know, we're doing stuff for our family. Now, for our Christmas and for birthdays, my parents are clumping it in, and they're taking us in June next year on an Alaskan cruise. And it's something that we've always wanted to do. We've never been. So, I mean, that's so meaningful, you know, while we're breathing and they're alive and they're doing well. Anyway,
it's a lot easier if you're breathing.
Yes.
It's a great present. It's birthday, Christmases for the next probably three years, but that's okay because, you know, when you get this age, what's Brenda going to get you, Bob? Really?
Besides your boat
we get pieces of the boat. And,
and give it to each other, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so that's cool. I like that. And, you know, what does my son need? He needs a dehydrator because he likes making jerky. He doesn't have one of those. You know, that kind of stuff, so.
You're not going to wait till the last minute on that, right?
It's already gone.
You did it?
Did it.
Oh, I'm so proud of
you. See,
all
those things you don't think I do.
I sit
around
to
and just do
me,
things.
So I don't worry.
Do things.
It's not one more thing on my back worrying about. Have I had this conversation yesterday or the day before? Men, ladies and gentlemen, please listen to what I'm saying, especially men, because women feel this extreme, not burden. It's not a burden. It's just extra responsibility, extra stuff, the Christmas cards, the Christmas letter, the decorating, the changing the furniture around, the buying of the presents, the trying to make sure that, you know, things are taken care of, and the planning. It's and then working on top of that. So, you know, men, it's time. I know it's hard, but, you know, step up a little bit and ask your wife every day, what can I do to help? What do you need? And if we have to make a list, we make a list. But it really is. Don't just go in the other room and think watching a game is going to help, because that is not going to get the presents wrapped.
So do you think you're hearing anything that's happening around my house here lately?
No, but I've had this conversation with several of my girlfriends, and everybody's overwhelmed.
You watching a hunting show on TV is not helping me clean this house. And I said,
you guys got to gear up for your gathering.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just saying that I'm having this conversation with a lot of my lady friends,
girlfriends,
and they're feeling
that.
The same thing. And so it's just kind of one of those things, like sometimes it's just one more thing you have to do if you have to make a list for your husband or your significant other.
Have you ever thought is that there we are, poised with our spear in our hand, to bring in the food, while you are the nurturers and the gatherers that build the fire.
We're going to lay around fire and wait for you to bring them out.
They have bonbons back in those things?
Yeah, you have the bonbon and wait there for us to
bring.
All you have to do is sweep out the cave. Come on.
Do you have a ramp? Because I have something I just think is really kind of interesting I want to talk about.
I've got no ramp right now, but I do have the fact that...
not for long.
I'm rantless.
For this next 5 minutes.
Oh, no. Are you going to rant?
Are
you going to get, wait a minute, are you going to get strident?
Commentary.
No, I'm not going to get strident.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get strident. But recently, I think sometimes I get really turned off when I feel that people use their celebrity and all of a sudden they are, you know, they're the truth seekers. They're the voice, you know. I mean, you know, when people get on the podium to accept their Academy Awards, I want so badly, and I know I'm not alone, and I'm just using this particular award show, that I just want to get lost. And yes, you did an important piece of work, but when you do this, like the one woman that went up and said, you know, when Marlon Brando and the Native American went up. And it's just, why would you want to use that moment to just, you know, bring everybody and think that everybody feels the way that you feel. And, you know, there's a place for that, but it's not during an award show.
Well, it's because everybody that surrounds them there at those award shows does feel the way they do. And they've got this, and they're not doing it for the audience. They're doing it for their other self-licking ice cream cones that are out there. to oh, you're so brave. Oh, you did this. It's got nothing to do with you and me, JQ Public. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got to do with them making themselves, puffing themselves up in front of their other people who live in these bubbles that have no idea what the real world's like. Even what, you know, they may think they do, but they don't.
Well, I want to talk about Camille Paglia is a, you know, a known feminist. And she has written a lot and through the years covered Madonna. Well, Madonna recently got on stage at some women's award function and went on to talk bash about women, suppression of women, so on and so forth.
Well, she talked about how, you know, women were voting for Trump. And,
right.
I mean, just, you know, it was like, oh, you know, you stabbed your sisters in the back and all that.
So this woman writes, when she switched over to Hollywood, Chic Kabbalah, with its easygoing ethic and pat bromide, she lost her creative drive. Furthermore, Madonna seeks to lack the humility and persistence that are required of the study of serious art. She collects art for display, but obviously has not broadened or deepened her imagination. The number one issue with Madonna's current path of self-destruction is her embarrassingly inability to deal with aging. She's failed to study the example of her great role model, Marlene Dietrich, who retained her class and style to the end. Madonna keeps chasing her youth, humiliating herself with vulgar displays like the horrendously trashy buttock-bearing outfit she wore to the Metropolitan Museum of Art Gala in May. She has become a cringe-making pastiche of ratty blonde hair extensions and artificially swollen cheeks, obscuring the magnificent classic bone structure that made her one of the most photogenic celebrities in the 1990s. In her struggle to stay relevant, Madonna's debased herself with adolescent, pitiful, inept Instagrams and cannot compete with Rihanna's brilliant work in that genre. Instead of lugubrious rants and hysterical recriminations, perhaps Madonna should try a little honest self-critique. Oh!
Wow.
Now, contrast that to, she was never really on that scale, but Cyndi Lauper has aged gracefully and is doing some marvelous work.
Won a
exploring
Tony.
Other genres, yes.
Yeah,
and won the Tony for, guess who we get to go see? Kinky Boots.
Kinky
in
Boots.
In Sacramento, the Broadway touring company.
There you go.
So she won a Tony for doing all the musical score. I can't wait. I've always loved it. She started off doing jazz.
We have,
it was one of the best concerts I ever saw, Cyndi Lauper, by the way.
I have something that's really important to say.
What?
We're going to take a break right now, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years, voted best in the North State. They are the best in the North State. We recommend Alliance Heating and Air without reservation. These guys and girls are great, a veteran-owned business. They know what they're doing. Any type of HVAC system, they can fix it. Give them a call. Make sure that heater is working. Make sure those filters are clean. Make sure everything is working the way it should. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Give yourself the present of warmth in your house. We'll
taking
be right
more
back.
Calls here, 605-4567, for there's ticket giveaway for Dancing with the Stars. Give us a call. Get on that list.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Here in a tree, okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smokers.
Yeah, oh, 6 packs of smokers.
5 golden
hoops. Doug and Bob McKenzie, remember them?
No.
Great White North?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, it's funny. You know, you two know these people. I have no idea who they are. This 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock right here at KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Right?
And yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by, I'm just going to keep going, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue.
Saw the guys there yesterday. Talk about testosterone.
It was great.
Thick.
I know.
It's like walking
great.
In.
There, got my hair cut 2 days ago.
Smell it. Like,
No.
We were like, ooh, we had to, like,
that's just
put
like
a fan our face.
So then if I have to go to La-Di-Da, the hair salon there is just, you know, there's so much estrogen, I feel like my chest is growing. So anyway. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold, right off of Athens Avenue, across from the subway right there. Okay, 99 police officers have quit or retired in the last week in Dallas. They had 234 quit last year, 137 hired. They're in a big crisis in Dallas, And these are probably the most experienced. Now, they're probably hitting their retirement age and all that, but there's a lot of other stuff going on. But they can't hire the police. Why? One, low salaries there. So we don't have that problem here. But they are having problems getting the people that, you know, that can pass the test, that can come on board there. And they're having problems with their pension system. Oh, sound familiar? Yes. And a rising crime rate. Sound familiar? Yes. So, I mean, they are suffering. And there's police forces all throughout the country that are suffering the same problems we are, except ours, you know, we may not be the fifth highest paid or, you know, even the 12th highest paid or the 18th highest paid. You know, that doesn't make any difference. We still are given a good wage here in California compared to some of the other places. Now, there is a battle going on for the Electoral College.
All right, Electoral College members inundated with emotional pleas to block Trump presidency. Headline, Washington Times. All right. The message on Carol Side's voicemail went from unusual to disturbing as the stranger who left it implored and begged her to vote for Hillary Clinton. The man said he was relaying the message straight from God, who was calling on the 538 members set to ratify Donald Trump's victory Monday to do the right thing by ignoring the results of the Electoral College. Then things went off the rails. He started uncontrollably crying on the phone, and in order to delete it, You had to listen to the whole message. Ms. Side said the words were over, and I think it went on for another 2 minutes with him sobbing. He went in with a normal voice to someone who lost it completely. More than a month after Mr. Trump's election victory, November 8th, Clinton supporters and anti-Trump forces are struggling to come to grips with the outcome. And their frustration has manifested itself into a last-ditch attempt to convince the electoral voters. The founding fathers established the Electoral College as a compromise between having presidents elected by Congress or by popular vote.
In other words, these people want to let New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco run the entire country. I can't say how bad an idea that is.
Well, I'm telling you what. Look what's happening here. Okay, let's just think about this. The Democrats, we've raised this generation, and we've raised these Democrats, and they're as old as Hillary, that they can't take the news that they've lost. You know, they after Bush, then for 8 years they had Obama, and they just can't handle the idea that people actually voted for Trump.
Here's two more. Bruce Ash of Arizona still plans to support Mr. Trump after receiving 50,000 emails, mostly protests of a Trump presidency. He said the emails cost him money by clogging up the network. Tony Ledbetter, chairman of the Volusia County Republican Party in Florida City, has figured out a way to cope with more than 71,000 emails over 10 phone calls per day. He no longer reads or listens to them. Okay, so
50,000 emails wanting him to change his vote.
71,000 on the other guy.
71,000 emails.
And 10 phone calls a day, Carl.
Talk
about harassment.
This is now harassment. This is threats, because some of the people are getting threats. One guy was getting calls that said, what you should do is just throw yourself in front of a bus so you can't vote. Just kill yourself. Just kill yourself. I mean, because you're doing the business that you've been selected on, a very, very important job is to pick pass, is to hand off make your vote in Electoral College. And they're giving all of this publicity to this one guy, I think, out of Texas that says, I just can't vote for Trump. You know, he's a Republican elector. He didn't say he said, I'm not voting for Hillary. So, again, this goes into this. This is another thing that first it was that, oh my gosh, it's the hacking. It was the hacking. It was the that's what caused it. It was the hacking. And then it was like, okay, look, now we can we'll just change it. We're going to change it. We're going to have Electoral College. They're going to change their votes so that Hillary can become president, because this is what should be done. This is what God wants. You know, this is – I mean, this is so ridiculous when you think about it. They are pandering to the namby-pambies in the Democrat Party who can't handle this. They're giving them all this, these far left-wing guys and girls, they're giving them this, oh, look, there's still a chance. There's still a chance that she can become president. No, there's no chance. Of course, you could have Barack Obama say, you know what, there's too many questions about this election. I'm, as President of the United States, I am going to negate this election and say we have to vote again. And I'll just remain president for the year it takes to do that.
Well, there's a can of worms. And
I've heard this one.
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
Of course, is ridiculous, too.
Yeah.
I tell you what, there's nobody that wants to get out of the – no, there's nobody that wants this presidency to end more than Barack Obama, trust me. He just wants to get out of there so he can go play golf every day if he wants, without having 12 million people looking at him when he makes a shot. I mean, you think about it. I mean, oh, made a bad shot. Oh, man, he just can't play. Those kind of things. I still just, it's just not going to change. Now, other things. Here's something. Hall of Famer Jim Brown, the football player. He says he really thinks it's cool for Trump for listening to people who did not vote for him. He's reaching out to people. He's reaching out to the black community. He's reaching out to the white communities that did not vote for him. And I think that people need to really take a deep breath
and take a step back, all of us, and see and give Trump a chance. He's putting some really good, smart, intelligent people that get things done in positions of power there. But don't ever forget it's going to be Trump that makes that final decision, which is really bothers people. I'm still getting things. I mean, you know, Facebook is still, it's not as bad as it used to be like a week ago or 2 weeks ago or even 3 weeks ago. But now, I'm still getting stuff. Now, here we are with 3 minutes left to go, and my producer just left the area because I was getting ready to make an announcement for people to start calling again.
One more time, give us a call at 605-4567. We're going to be taking your names. He's right there. He's got the scissors. He's going to cut up the pieces of paper so we can draw from a bowl.
It's your last chance to come in here.
To get a, and these are tickets that I'm giving away at eight, in a few minutes here for Dancing with the Stars, which is this Sunday. Doors open at 6:30. Show begins at 7:30. It's the Reading Civic. These are all your wonderful, the show's top stars, this dancers, you know, the Russian brothers. The calls are coming in. So if you really, really want it, you know, we got two lines that come in, and if they get clogged, they get clogged. So
there
give us a call. And
keep calling.
We're gonna make draw those names at the after the 8:45 break. That way
there
we can get everybody
You can keep calling in at 605-4567 to get a chance for some great seats for this Sunday for Dancing with the Stars.
It's the dancers, a lot of the top dancers that you see throughout the show.
605-4567. Call
the
us
professionals
again.
That are right. And it's just every year I just love to watch this show. I love to see. I mean, because these are true athletes. I mean, what they do, and then having to deal with people who don't know how to dance, I'm just so surprised, especially, you know, when they do have to do lifts. And you think about the muscles of what you have to do in order to do lifts in a proper way. No wonder they, after week five, they all seem to, you know, the contestants can seem to get injured, because it's just intense. But we went last year, and again, it was so fun to see people who were kids that were five sitting on their grandparents' laps, and they just love it because it's a family show. And no, I mean, you know, they're dressed in a way that is appropriate dance attire and competition. So, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And they introduce songs, but the musicians are incredible. So you're going to get a chance to see this on Sunday night, the lucky winner. Fantastic. We really can't say enough about it.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to then announce the winners of the two tickets for Sunday night.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Hey, look, you've only got a couple more days to be able to go out and buy the black gun, buy the sporting rifle, buy the AR that you want. If you want to buy it now. Because on January 1st, things change, as you know. But it's not just that. They've got all types of long guns. They've got all types of pistols, classes there, CCW classes, hunter safety classes, best gunsmithing in any place in Northern California, right there at Bastiani Arms. All the shooting accessories, reloading accessories, ammo, they've got it all. It is a locally owned, locally run company who gives great veteran discounts. Their big thing is customer service. This is where they hang their hat, and they are just outstanding when they're in there. You know, you'll go into some gun stores, and you'll get some 19-year-old who thinks he knows everything about guns, and he'll talk down to you, especially if you're a woman. I tell you what, you won't see that happen at Bastiani Arms. They treat their customers really well. And like I said, they have great discounts for veterans. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by Tuesday through Saturday. Opens at 9 o'clock. And though it's supposed to close around 6, if there's still people in there, they're going to kind of hang around for a little while. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages with the winner of the tickets for the
Dancing with the Stars.
Hanukkah is the festival of lights.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget.
Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or broche of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this fabulous Wednesday. Actually, we're celebrating too.
Have a holly jolly.
It's our eighth birthday.
Our eighth birthday of being on the air. We started the station literally 8 years ago today. So we're just so thrilled to have you with us. And to celebrate that as well as, you know, the Civic has given us two tickets to give away to Dancing with the Stars. And I looked it up. These are like $72 tickets each because they're on the main floor.
Yep.
Wow. Your stars are going to be, you know, Max and Val. And, I always call them the Russian hunks. And some of the great dancers that you see on a regular basis are there. Okay, so what we did is we took your names, we put them on a slip, we cut them up, and Bob put them in a computer bag. So I'm kind of like sitting here with a computer. I'm not looking. So do you think who should draw it? Do you want to draw it?
No, Bob should draw it.
Okay, Bob. Okay, so what I'm doing is I've got the computer bag in my hand, and Bob's sticking his...
You didn't enter, did you, Bob?
No, I did not.
Okay, Bob didn't enter either. And the winner is... Dun, 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 dun.
Jerry?
Jerry.
Okay, it could be Jerry or Jenny. Jerry, we'll call you.
Is it Jerry or Jenny?
Is it Jerry?
That's Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry, okay.
Jerry, congratulations. You won the tickets, and I hope I can read that number.
We'll give you a call. And
there's a digit in the end that I'm not sure what it is.
The
Bob
tickets will be waiting
it.
For you at 1326 Market Street in our box out front.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So hopefully
congratulations.
You can
hope you have a great time.
I'll call you after the show. We'll figure out a time to pick them up.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be great. Congratulations.
You know, other things too.
It's a big deal.
Salvation Army is still – okay, here's some things that if you're looking for some last-minute things to do. Go out today. Pick up a couple of, you know, inexpensive –
unwrapped toys. Come by the station here at 1326. Drop them into our Toys for Tots box, which is very empty right now. I mean, we're going out today shopping and pick up some stuff, too. But why don't you do that? The other thing you can do is go out there and get a sale on a turkey or something like that. But pick up things like for a Christmas dinner. It could be stuffings, box stuffings. It could be, you know, yams and all those kind of things that you can go and drop them off at the Good News Rescue Mission. Or
this week we need to get
tomorrow
that done.
Is an example. You know, we already took a, you know, turkey over there. Is a turkey is going to Loaves and Fishes tomorrow. Loaves and Fishes feed veterans, homeless veterans. And last weekend they helped 65 all veterans last weekend by giving out food. Now, how can you help there? You go down to Loaves and Fishes, which is right behind the main post office there at road there? The main one right there where the main post office is. That's
okay, you're talking about over on the
The main post office over
Churn
there.
Creek.
Churn Creek, thank
Churn
you.
Creek Road.
Churn Creek Road. Cypress, it's behind that. Loaves and Fishes, look it up. And they can use anything you can get them for a Christmas dinner. So we're going to drop a turkey off there and enough to feed a family of four. This is a great way to help. And, you know, you take a look at the canned goods. I know you've got canned goods back here. All you survivalists, I know you've got them. And that here in the next few months, they're going to probably expire. So grab those. Grab those, bring those out, fill up a bag, and take them to Loaves and Fishes or Good News Rescue Mission, some place that can use them like that. And those are the two I'm pushing out, but especially Loaves and Fishes. They do things. And these are all volunteers. There's no money. I mean, these guys, they're all volunteers that are doing this.
Just don't be like the sorry sack a couple of years ago I was involved in a food drive, and we pulled out a jar of salsa that had been expired for 10 years.
I know. Some people do that. You know, like
Seriously?
I bought this can of soup that I'm not going to touch, right? And I'm sure it's still good, but I'm not. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go through and I look at it. I'm going to throw it away because I'm not going to give it to somebody to eat, because if I won't eat it, and God knows that I will eat almost everything, being a Marine for 30 years, that I can eat things that are still moving. But there's some things that I won't eat, so I'm not going to ask other people to eat it either. So, and here's something else you can do. You go down to Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and buy some coffee down there. Buy some coffee packages you could give. Think of one of those smaller ones. What a great gift that would be, is coffee. I mean, no, you think about it for Christmas, and they get like as part of the packages that
right,
you give.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Not just as their only present, but things like the, pumpkin bark or something like that, that people can buy that's got all these different flavors in it. You know,
they've got pumpkin spice, they've got peppermint bark, they have. Yeah,
Jack Frost,
triple chocolate. And yesterday, and we're going to be doing this throughout the week and next week as well, Molly and I went to, I got to give them a plug. The cookie store. I'm telling everybody about the cookie store.
Well, it's a great place.
Yeah, but let's go back to like dropping off food and everything I just wrote down
Loaves and Fishes and all that. But there's another thing though from Tobacco and Brew. They've just got all those kind of things there, and they've got a lot of great Christmas gifts there. 2143 Hilltop Drive, better known business there, and they have veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's where you can get these coffees. Now, so going out and help people. You know, like I said, we're going out today. Bob's going out today. He's going to pick up a couple of presents that we're going to give to kids that need to have somebody help them have a great Christmas. So, like I said, you see the boxes around town. We've got one right here. Toys for Tots, United States Marine Corps. Toys for Tots. So, come on in if you got those, you know, those games. Pick up games and things like that. Old Star Wars figures. Bob's given up his whole collection of Star Wars figures from the 1970s.
I only wish that I had some of those old Star Wars toys still. I kind of missed the trailing edge of that. My brother had a lot of it, but if new in boxes, some of those stuff is.
Oh, my goodness. Collector pieces.
In five figures, yeah.
Well, I wanted to talk about a story yesterday, too, that I love. Jeff, his family puts on the home show, and sometimes you forget, you know, it's in because the Raley Shopping Center, you know, it's gone. The shopping center is still there, but Raley's is gone. But they've kept their cookie store 5 years now they've been there. And when I talk about you hear about the cookie store, it's so much more than that. I could not believe the Christmas decorations in there. I mean, I'm telling you right now, it's three or four upside-down Christmas trees, then regular Christmas trees, every kind of tchotchke you could ever want, any kind of ornament you could ever want, platters, beautiful Christmas platters, cookie jars. I mean, it's just... There's some, if you're kind of at a loss and you know you want to do something that's really beautiful, and I mean really well priced, so support local. These are people who, like I said, they do the home and garden show, and then they have this shop. And Jeff also works out at the airport, so you'll see him when you're checking in your baggage. I mean, talk about somebody who works really hard, and so they've just done a bang up job. Go in and support them. Really fabulous place.
Okay, tomorrow, Trish Clark will be joining me, along with Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. And a couple other things we'll be talking about.
Oh, you got a call from Rob telling us that he's on tomorrow.
He's on tomorrow. He was in classes today. So it's probably his secretary called me, 4 months ago to tell me that, because that's how efficient she is. Mary, she's really a cool person, too. Yeah. Met her the other day. And if you haven't gone through the new police station, you need to do that.
Yeah, I would.
If you haven't done that. Now, I went over there because I haven't been into the new police station, and I went over and rang one of the bells over there at the new police station, and a voice said yes. And I said, "Is Chief Poletti in here?" And they said, "No." Turn around and look across. Look across the parking lot, and I did. And he's in that building. Oh, it's City Hall. I didn't realize that he was in City Hall.
Oh.
So he is. So. Okay. Nice office, though. I mean, it's a good office.
City Hall is really pretty. I used to go down. Yeah. I used to go in person, and
we should charge
and
people.
I wouldn't mail my electric bill. I like to go in there. I know that sounds funny and it's weird. Who has the time? It was important for me. I don't know. It's also a study of people.
You can't do it anymore because they moved out to. They made no provisions for people to be able to do that. Why didn't they leave a little icon down there that you could pay your bill? Because that would be easy for people, because they really, frankly, find it easier not to. I won't use the word don't care. I'll just say they found it easier not to. Okay, everybody. Have a great day. It's going to be windy and rainy out there, so be careful. 10 shopping days. That's right. Today's the 14th. Ten more shopping days. The 24th.
We're going to drop our turkey off today at the mission.
We'll be dropping turkeys off everywhere. We're going to be like the place in Cincinnati, WKRP in Cincinnati. We're going to have a helicopter drop over and throw the turkeys out. My God, I actually thought they could fly. Have a great day, everybody.
And news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. If you're in the upper Midwest, you've got it. If you're in the East, you're going to get it soon. Bitterly cold weather spreading across the country west to east.
The higher elevations of the northern Appalachians will be particularly cold, and there are wind chill advisories in effect across parts of Montana, North and South Dakota, and northern Minnesota. And there are also some wind chill advisories across parts of Ohio and extending northeast into upstate New York and across northern New England.
National Weather Service meteorologist David Hamrick, bundle up. President-elect Trump, being pressured by Democrats, cut all of his financial ties to his brand-new luxury hotel in Washington. If he fails to do so, Democrats say Mr. Trump will violate the terms of his lease with the government. Looks like the Federal Reserve will be announcing